on page 46. We're going to Bez Hashem finish the Maimer today. I bring you regards from Rav Kook. I was by the sea the other day. Going to finish the Maimer, and then we're going to follow up with some Torahs from the Ayurs, or Sakkadish, a little bit till the summer, Mitzvah Shem. Page 46. The page begins with the words Ba'arech Chaim Kazeh, this way of life, the way of life that Rav Kook was describing on page 45. That we were talking about 2 weeks ago. If you take a look back at 45 just for a minute, just look back for a minute. Rav Kook was longing to make this shidduch between the past and the future, from the old generation and the new generation. And he didn't see that there was such a gap, that there was such a separation that couldn't be bridged in a relatively short time and an easy way. On page 45, just the beginning of the fourth line, just to review, Kim Noel if name as a derech. We have to illuminate the path for the young generation. Kim Noel if name as a derech, Nishad if name, Bamud Eish, Shalter, Vidas, Kadoshim, Kabir, Kerch, Lev, and Achim, Lovin, Ledevis, Ledeim, Vesichim. But in order for the new generation to receive the Torah that we have to give to them, this fire of Torah that we have to give to them, in order for the generation to receive that, we have to try to understand what they're talking about, what they're thinking about, their way of thinking. We have to treasure the inner quality, the inner character of the new generation. They have to feel that we treasure that. And we have to show that we believe that all of their idealism and all of their kindness and their longing to create a moral, ethical society, that we believe that all of that is coming from Mimkor Yisrael. Where is it coming from? It's coming from Mimkor Yisrael, from the Makor of what it means to be a Jew. That's where it's coming from. Zam Az, Azim Shabuma is very strong, Nezabakvur, Natab Safar, Vahim Gam Hemi Yedu Ech Lechabdeinu. And if they see this coming from us, the light of Torah, of the inner Torah, the light of inner Torah coming from us, together with showing them that we respect, we love, we appreciate all that's coming from them as being itself an authentic expression of what it means to be a Jew. Then gam hem yevdul chabdeinu, echel chabdeinu, they will also honor us, the religious generation. And they'll be drawn with all of the warmth of a Jewish heart, filled with love, after every single word, after every single expression that comes from the wellsprings of the living waters, of the treasure of the soul of Am Yisrael, of Torah HaFetz, LaHachias B'Sichiyosa, and Sa'odam Kula, that is longing to bring back to life the entire nation, Beis Yaakov L'chuv Anecha Bar Hashem. Now on page 46, he continues, Baruch Chaim Kazeh, if we live this way, if we establish this path of life, Baruch Chaim Kazeh, Kshiyisrabu Bonu Oivdei Avodas HaKadosh Be'emes, Kshiyisrabu Bonu, there'll be more and more amongst us of those who are Oivdei Avodas HaKadosh Be'emes, those who are truly, truly Oivdei Avodas HaKadosh, Misakle Drochum Miyashvei Nesivais. Now he's talking about special Oivdei Hashem, those who are Misakle Derech, are removing the stones from the path, Misakle Drochem, or in removing all of the obstacles and the stones that are blocking, umiyashrei nesivais, or straightening out the paths. Then Rav Kook says, ad meheri yigolev yirolev v'neinu, then very quickly, yigolev, they will be revealed, v'yirolev v'neinu, will be seen before us, hoido v'hadoro, the great glory and splendor, shaldor v'neinu eila, of this generation of our children. Ahavosam ha'oza shel habanim ha'yikarim la'amenu ul'eretz kodshenu, the powerful love of our precious sons, of our children, of this generation. La'amenu, the love that they have for the Jewish people. Ula'eretz kodshenu, and for Eretz Yisrael. Tofia v'so'ir, will appear and will shine. Gamkein, k'shetispareis v'sisroimeim, when it will spread out and will be elevated. V'simole ha'kora v'regesh emes, and it will be filled with a recognition and a true feeling of what? Ahavas dodeinu, a great love for our beloved, for Hashem. Ro'enu, our shepherd. Ro'e Yisrael, Elokei Olam. Su Yaakov, the rock of the Jewish people. Even though, again, the diburim of the generation, the words that they were using were words of kfira, of apikarsis, of atheism, the way they were talking, And the way we still see nowadays of rebelliousness and anger and so on. Rav Kook says that if we follow this path and we're able to have Oivdei Avodas HaKadosh Be'emes, who understand this inyan, who understand this sugya, then there will be revealed the splendor and the glory of this generation, their great love that they have for the Jewish people, and the great love that they have for Eretz Yisrael. Then he brings a pasuk from Shir Shirim. It's always important to try to understand his choice of psukim. There are a lot of psukim in Tanakh, and if it's a matter of just sounding, you know, finishing something off or embellishing something with a beautiful pasuk. Rav Kook had complete shlita on all of Tanakh. But whenever he takes a pasuk, it's because that pasuk zeroes in on the pnimius of the inyan that he's talking about. And here he brings the pasuk from the end of Shir Shirim, towards the end. It says in pasuk, Emtza'acha bashuk, I will find you in the marketplace. Eshakcha, I will kiss you. Gam lo yavuzu li, and nobody would scorn me, nobody would make fun of me. Why does he bring this pasuk? Emtza'acha bashuk, eshakcha, gam lo yavuzu li. Rav Kook is talking about going out into the marketplace. Emtza'acha bashuk, eshakcha, gam lo yavuzu li. To go out into the shuk. Hashem is Baruch, the Shechinah HaKadosha, is not only to be found in the Bati Midrashim, in the Bati Knesiyas, not only in the shuls and in the yeshivas, not only by the Kaisel, not only in the Makomos HaKadoshim, Emtza'acha Bashuk. We meet Hashem, we meet the Shechinah, even in those places that we would last expect to find her, and even in those Jews that we think have no shaychus there. Emtza'acha Bashuk, I find you, I meet you, Bashuk, Eshakcha, and I kiss you. Gam lo yavuzu li, and nobody would scorn me, nobody would reject me. The finding, to be able to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu everywhere, really that's what this whole maimer is about, and we'll talk about it, Mitzvah, we'll do the poem, a few poems from Rav Kook about this. Emtza'acha bashuk, the old generation, the old way of thinking is that the only place that you could find the Shechina, the only way that this romance can take place, that I will kiss you, the only place that happens is in the shuls and the yeshivas. But emtza'acha bashuk, that Hashem is Baruch, the Shechina Kadosha, the Chasan and Kala meet where? They meet in the marketplace, bashuk, outside, in a place that doesn't look like it's a place of Kedusha. And I will kiss you over there. And Gamlo Yavuzuli, even though you would say that it's not appropriate. The Chasna Kal and Shir Shirim, we're talking about, it's one thing when they talk about the Chasna Kal, they talk about the their encounters in the orchards and the fields of Eretz Yisrael. That's one thing. There's a certain amount of intimacy, a certain amount of privacy. Those who are familiar with Shir Shirim, which means all of you, know that there are these encounters that take place between the Doid, the Roya, the Chasan and Kala, that take place in the orchards and the fields. Doid Yared Laganoi, Aruga Saboisa, Bosi Lagania Chaisikala. These are very, very private meetings, which is the way it should be, between the Chasan and Kala. But Emtsa'acha B'Shuk, I found you in the marketplace. That's a strange place for Chasan and Kala. Eshakha is scandalous. Eshakha is scandalous. What kind of a thing is that? I found you in the marketplace and I will kiss you. But the Shechina HaKadosh, the Chasan and Kala, that they're meeting in a place that's not private, that's not intimate, in a place that no one ever thought that there would be such, that there could be such a meeting. So Rav Kook is talking about where we have to find, where we have to go look to seek out the Shechina in our generation. It's not only to be found in the Beis HaMikdash. Emtsa'acha b'shuk. Eshakcha. And I will kiss you there in the shuk. This whole maimer is talking about what we'll see in the poem, the lachash, the whisper of Hashem in all of creation. B'shuk means in art and music and literature and so on, poetry. That's also bashuk, that's outside in places that are not on the surface, that don't appear to be directly connected to Torah. V'ahavas Teres Chaim. And the love of Teres Chaim. Because that's what Rav Kook is talking about throughout the Maimer. The Torah is a Teres Chaim. And the new generation has to see that the Torah is a Torah of life. It's in the marketplace also. It's in the shuk. It's not only in the yeshiva. It's every minute of life. It's in the Torah's chayim. V'ahavas Torah's chayim. Zois ois habris le'eretz chayim ula'am segula. This is the sign of the covenant of Le'eretz Chaim, that Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Chaim. Ula'am Segula, the chosen, treasured nation that belongs in Eretz Yisrael. And he brings another pasuk from Yeshaya. Ze yoymar la'shem ani, v'ze yikra b'shem Yaakov. Zeh yoymer l'Hashem ani. One person will say, I am Hashem's. I belong to Hashem. Zeh yoymer l'Hashem ani. V'zehikur b'shem Yaakov. And another one will call himself by the name Yaakov. Until now he was calling himself Jack. Or he was calling himself some other name that's not a name of Kedusha. He was ashamed of being a Jew. He was running away from Yiddishkeit. All of a sudden, the Navi is saying what will happen is one will say, I am Hashem's. And another will call himself by the name of Yaakov. Zayim L'Hashem Ani. L'Hashem Ani doesn't just mean, it means I am on Hashem's team. L'Hashem, I belong to Hashem. Like by Har HaKarmel. Are you for Baal or are you for Hashem? So their entire lives, says, we thought that these Jews were, we looked at these Jews and we thought that they belonged to Baal. They were wearing the Baal uniforms. That's what they were dressed up as, Baal. They're dressed up as outside of Yiddishkeit. And all of a sudden, Zayom el Hashem ani. I belong to Hashem. Lashem ani, the Navi said that. I belong to Hashem. I am Hashem's. And then another one will say, and then Zay Yikra b'shem Yaakov. And the other one will begin to call himself by the name Yaakov, which means he wants to be identified as a Jew. V'zei Yikra b'shem Yaakov. V'zei Yichtov Yodo L'Hashem. And another will write with his hand to Hashem. V'zei Yichtov Yodo L'Hashem U'b'shem Yisrael Yichana. And name himself Yisrael. He will write with his hand to Hashem. This means to write a letter. Means that he will want to inscribe and to write down that his true name, his true identity, is Yisrael. Until now, he didn't identify himself that way. One of the chevra from yeshiva sent my wife an email with a video because I had mentioned a few times this year. The Lashon of Rav Kook. Alei lamala ala yesh lecha kanfei ruach. Ascend, yesh lecha kanfei ruach. So there's a magnificent song from this Benny Landau. There's a song, Alei lamala ala. Wow, it's an unbelievable song. That he put the words of Rav Kook to this song. He made a song from Alei lamala. You heard it? Any of you heard the song? Alei lamala ala. You heard it? It's mamish beautiful. Yesh lecha kanfei ruach. He put the words of Rav Kook to the song. And this Lindau is very special. The Nugunim are very, very special. There's a whole chevra in Eretz Yisrael of Balei Tshuva, and even some of them are not yet Shomer Mitzvahs, that they're starting to sing Shirei Kodesh, the Nugunim of Kedusha. Lindau's a frum guy, I think. I don't know him, but I think he's a frum guy. But they're singing Shirei Kodesh. So one of the fellows sent my wife, there's a video in Eretz Yisrael. There's a room, a big room, and there are a couple of hundred Israelis without yarmulkes. I don't know what the background is. I don't know where, who, what are these people? Where are they coming from? What's the name? But they're Bonim Yikarim, they're children, they're precious children, and they're having a kumzitz. The guys and girls, and they're having a kumzitz. Without yarmulkes, there's one that's leading it, I think, is wearing one, I'm not sure, is leading it. And there must have been 500 people in this room holding and swaying in the dark, crying and singing, Alei lamala alei, leish lecha kanfei ruach. Like someplace in Tel Aviv, I don't know, in a basement in Tel Aviv. Singing Rav Kook's song. I don't know, you know, as I asked my wife to send back to ask, do you know anything about this? Because there was no Divrei Torah. I don't know, when they say, Alei lamala alei yesh lecha kanfei ruach, who are these people? Why are they, who's gathering? Who's in charge of them? What are they, you know, what's the Indian there of them getting together? You have to understand, these are not chevra that would normally go like to an NCSY Shabbaton. That's not the kind of chevra we're talking about. These are hardcore Israelis. You know, like bald guys with mazach patli. That type, you know what I mean? And you give her, you know. This is, and they're like crying, holding each other crying. Like, look like mushy, you know, Americans or something. And they're singing Rav Kook's words, Alei lamala, Alei yesh lecha kanfei. I was only a little bit nervous that it's not chelil, some kind of an Eastern thing, that they're not like, it's not something that was something from the, God forbid. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but something is happening. And Rav Kook was reaching out. And Rav Kook was saying that we have a Torah Chaim. You don't have to go. You don't have to look anywhere else. Kanfei neshama abirim, that you have powerful wings of an eagle, means the neshama of a Jew. because there are many, many Jews that they don't see the Torah as a Torah's Chaim. And because they can't go on at a certain point in their lives, they can't live like this without ruchnius, without a connection to something. So they're looking for spirituality, they look for it in other places. That's just how it is. But they think that they have to leave Yerushalayim. And to, you know, they think of Yerushalayim as some like an old guy with a filthy coat, with greasy pay, is coming pushing him by the coastal and saying, no. And that's how they see Yiddishkeit. So they run away from Yerushalayim. They can't believe that there's anything spiritual there. They haven't seen that. Of course there is, but they don't see that. So they think they have to go someplace, to India, to the Himalayas, whatever, to Nepal. To go looking for ruchnius. Yesh lecha kan fi ruach. That's what Rav Kook is saying. Zayom el Hashem ani. Zayom el Hashem ani. The realization that I am Hashem's. V'zayikra b'shem Yaakov. V'zayichta yod el Hashem b'shem Yisrael Yichana. Page 47. The generation will no longer be embarrassed to be called Yaakov, to be called Yisrael. They won't be embarrassed anymore to be identified as Jews. Not just Jews, but Yaakov, Yisrael. They won't be embarrassed anymore. Lo yevosh oid hador liikar b'shem zeh neged kol ha'olam ha'godol v'hanor. In front of the entire so-called enlightened world. They won't be embarrassed. The door, the generation that is looking for every way to get it, on the surface is looking for every possible way to get away from having anything to do, to be in any way identified with the past. If we do things the right way, Rav Kook says, Lo yevosh oid hador. The generation will no longer be embarrassed. Likara b'shem zeh, to be called by this name, Yaakov Yisrael. Neged kol ha'olam ha'gol v'hanor. In front of the entire, when he says v'hanor, he's saying it with sarcasm. Neged kol ha'olam ha'gol v'hanor, the enlightened, the so-called enlightened world. Because the new generation will recognize the strength and the truth in Yiddishkeit. In those names, Yaakov and Yisrael. The strength and the truth. Because Yaakov is the meaning of truth. His teeth names Yaakov and Yisrael is the koyach of Kisaris, is fighting against the world as Yisrael. Ki Yaakov es ha'oz ve'se'emes shabo. They won't be embarrassed anymore of being Jewish. And they'll be able to stand up to the entire enlightened world. The Lev Ha'avos and the heart of the father, the hearts of the fathers, Yaschil Hakir will finally begin to recognize as Kol Oitzer HaTov, the great treasure of good. Vasgula hagenuza shavabonim, and the treasure that is hidden in the children, which until now was not recognized. The old generation saw the young generation as being michutz, as being bashuk, as being outside, as having given up. That the kilu, the young generation, gave up all that's holy and all that's beautiful, gave up all of their emunah. They will recognize the great treasure that is hidden in the depths of the soul, that is awake and that is alive, of the young generation, that's awake and that's alive. The Habanim and the children, they will begin to recognize the Kedusha and the Tahara. Ha'hoid v'hateferes, the glory and the beauty, hamleyim b'leiv ha'oros, that fills the heart of the parents. She'lokhu lahem kol eila b'nachla midar darim, the old generation, the parents that took for themselves the inheritance of generations, Aydishmiris Kedushosa, by guarding the holiness of Tairish Altarmisus. Vayidei hadveikus hapnimus b'shem Hashem alkei Yisrael, shoichin b'tzion uvocher b'Yerushalayim. And that the old generation chose the path of inner dveikus b'shem Hashem alkei Yisrael, shoichin b'tzion uvocher b'Yerushalayim. Who dwells in Yerushalayim. Was chosen Yerushalayim, dwells in Sion, and is chosen Yerushalayim. The kol echad mechaveru yikach is kol hatov, and they'll stop fighting with each other. The parents and the children, the old generation and the young generation, will stop fighting. Kol echad mechaveru yikach is kol hatov, and instead each one will be able to draw all of the good and to benefit from all of the good in the other. All of the fire and the passion, all of the kindness and the sweetness, all of the idealism of the young generation. The old generation will be able to draw from that, all the Torah of the young generation. And the young generation will be able to draw from the old generation, all the holiness, all the Kedusha, all Dveikus B'Hashem HaPnimius and Torah Mitzvos and so on, they'll be able to receive one from the other. It will no longer be that one has to be Menatzeach the other, one has to defeat the other and to destroy the other and to reject the other and to push the other away. Ibn Achman of Nassim talk about Nitzachon deKedusha. The whole world is at war. The whole world is at war. It's filled with machlokes. Ibn Achman spoke about this many times. There's machlokes, he says, between husbands and wives, between parents and children, between friends, between nations, between neighbors. Everything in the whole world is machlokes. Because everybody believes that the only true way is himself. And therefore he has to be menatzeach. He has to conquer and defeat and crush the other to be menatzeach. There's no mizug between all of the kaychis in the world, because human beings are balei bechira. And the other one, whose way is different, is a threat to me. And therefore I have to be menatzeach the other. I don't see the toiv in the other. Everything else that exists in a state of mizug, of integration. Hashem is Baruch wove into the nature of all that exists, even though everything has different teva. And the truth is that all of the elements of the world, Ibn Achman said, would be fighting against each other, the world would be destroyed. But Hashem made it in such a way that there's enough eish, there's enough ruach, there's ofer, there's mayim, and that they all exist in a state of harmony. Only man doesn't. Each one wants to be menatzech the other and can't see the good in the other. The Nitzachon of Kedusha that Rabbi Nosson explains, Rabbi Nachman is talking about, the Nitzachon of Kedusha, this is something that needs a lot more explanation, because the whole sugi of Sholem, of what Sholem is, there's a Nitzachon of Kedusha. That's when a person is menatzech within himself. In other words, man has the nature to focus, to see that which is against him, to see that which is opposed to him, and to want to destroy it. But what man usually does is he sees that in other people. What Ibn Achman is saying is that instead, Nitzachon de Kedusha means that when you have something inside of yourself that's opposed to Kedusha, that you be menatzeich. You use the koch of Nitzachon to defeat that which is wrong within yourself. As far as other people are concerned, to take the toy from them. There was a Talmud Chacham who wrote a book, a biography, many years ago, of Rav Kook. It's called Ish Keneged HaZerem, the man who went against the current. His name is Rabbi Avigdor. He wrote, Ish Neged Hazarim, or Keneged, I have it at home, Ish Neged Hazarim, Keneged Hazarim. It's a biography to say that Rav Kook was different from the whole world, that he went against the whole world, Ish Neged Hazarim. Tzvi Yehuda was upset about the title. I don't think he was too crazy about the book either. They say he had a lot of notes in the book, but the title he was upset about. He said, and what Rav Tzvi Yehuda said about his father was, Ha'aba lo haya keneged shum davar. That's what he said. My father was not against anybody or anything. That's what he said. He didn't like that it was called Ish Keneged. He said, Ha'aba lo haya neged shum davar. What does that mean? That my father was not against anything. So what he explained, what Tzvi Yehuda explained, is that that doesn't mean that my father didn't recognize that there were problems. But the way that he solved the problems was not by being ever connected. It was always by seeing the good in the other, and by focusing on the good in the other. It was never la'amod connected. It was never. Abba lo haya neged shum davar. My father was not against anything. It wasn't his way. Think of a parent and a child. So the kid's doing something he shouldn't be doing. There's a certain, whatever, behavior that he's doing. There are plenty of things that kids do that are crazy. So the usual way to respond to that is to be, the parents are kineged. They're against that. And the child always feels that my parents are against me. When Reb Tzvi Yehuda said that my father wasn't against anything, it doesn't mean that he approved of everything. Of course, he was a big tzaddik. He was a big God-fearing Jew. I mean, it doesn't mean he approved of everything. What, the tefker? Didn't approve. But he wasn't kineged. That wasn't his way. His way was the joy to see the toiv in the other. Emtzach habashuk, eshacha. I find you in the marketplace, I kiss you. That was his way. To see the good in the other. And from that, like the Torah of Azam, and to build the person from that. To bring out the toiv in the person, to see the toiv in the person. And it's the same thing when it comes to everything else in the world. So this person's, he's against this, he's against that, you know, whatever there is in the world. Against, the picture that a typical yeshiva bacha gets growing up is that it's me versus the world. It's me versus the world. The problem is there are a lot of things in the world that he likes. But it's me versus the world. And the shmuzin that he's hearing all the time is that you have to fight against the world. You have to be omek keneged hazarim. It's very, very unnatural to be omek keneged hazarim. It's very unpopular, especially by young people, to go against the zarim, against the current, against everything, to be a fighter. It's not natural. But my father wasn't connected to anything. It wasn't against anything. That wasn't his way. If there's literature that's filled with all kinds of disgusting things and filth, then my father's way of doing it was to show the generation that there's something beautiful in literature and to draw out what's beautiful in literature. To try to focus on something that's beautiful in literature. On what's beautiful in literature. If there's something that's overdone and exaggerated and silly when it comes to sports and so on, it's ridiculous. But Rav Kook's way was not that he's against sports, that he's against exercise, but to be able to draw out the toiv, the holiness, and that inyan of human beings being concerned about their health, and so on. Abba, he says, was not against anything. It's not against anything. That's what Rav Kook is saying. We call echad mechaver yikach es kol hatayif. The Bamba 47. And each one call echad mechaver yikach es kol hatayif. Each one will be able to benefit from the other as kol hatayif. All the good. Many people who became shomer mitzvahs, they call balei tshuva nowadays, these balei tshuva, Many of them over the years have told me how they often felt that when they were religious people, especially the ones who were working on them, so to speak, they felt a certain condescending attitude, like, we're good and you're not, and we're trying to share the good with you. We're really great people, we want to be makar of you. We're doing you this big favor, because we're holy and we're great and we're tzaddikim, and you're a bunch of mindless secular idiots, and we are going to do you this big favor that we're going to be makar of you to Yiddishkeit. That would be great for you, and we'll also get a lot of points in Shemaim and so on, and get a picture on like some organization's thing that they send out, you know, in the mail. And many, many, many of the chevru who have heard this sales pitch are turned off by it. And some of them are not turned off b'shas ma'aseh. When they look back, they're turned off, and they're troubled by some of that attitude that they got. But the way to be makar of a yid is by seeing how good the person is, not by I'm going to rescue you. That's why, you know, the Lubavitcher Rebbe Yisroel did not allow the term Kiruv Rechokim to be used b'chlal. He detested the term. He didn't allow for it to be used. Now they're using Nuthin Kiruv Kroivim. That means that even somebody who comes from a Shem B'Shabbos family, but he's not really so serious about it, but I am. So now I'm involved in Kiruv Kroivim. So even a certain way, a bigger Madrei. Kiruv Rechokim, Kiruv Kroivim. The Lubavitcher Rebbe detested all of these terms. Be this person that he's Shem Shabbos and he learned, that's very nice. But the ikur is him to see the toiv in the other person, even though that person is not Shem Mitzvahs, the kindness, the generosity, openness of spirit, and to recognize how much I could be makabel from that person, how much he could be makar of me. It's not just a matter of how officially religious that I'm officially Orthodox and he's not Orthodox, but how much I have to receive from that person. It's the same thing in many ways between parents and children. A lot of the things that don't work between parents and children is because the children feel that their parents are just condescending commanders and chiefs, you know, like giving them orders. Like, kilo, my parents know everything and I'm an idiot, I don't know anything. There are many things that parents can receive from the children as well. And Gamliel Yevuzuli. It's nothing embarrassing. It's not embarrassing to receive from a child either. It's not embarrassing to receive from a child. There's a time and a yoshes, a tamimus and a yashus that children have. There's an honesty that children have that many of the parents don't have. Even by those children that are dafke rebelling. The kids that are going against Yiddishkeit. They would say to the parents, how sincere are you? I watched how you daven the last 20 years. You didn't fool me. You might fool other people, you don't fool me. Big God-fearing Jew. You don't tell me you're dovuk to Hashem. You're dovuk to something, but it's not to Hashem. Don't tell me you're dovuk to Hashem. Because you went to shul, shul started at 8:30, you go to shul 9 o'clock on Shabbos, and you come back at, you have a kiddush, and then you come back at 10 o'clock. Don't tell me you're dovuk to Hashem. And you're looking down on me. At least I'm sincere about it. When I do my averus, I'm sincere about them. There's a lot to learn from children. The whole way of chinuch and the whole way of teaching is kabbalah day midday. Is when the generation, when the young generation feels that we respect them, we see the good in them, we admire them for their qualities, for their kaiches, and so on. Yikach is kol ha'toyv. It's kol ha'noah v'akosher. Each one can take from the other. All that is beautiful, all that is kosher, all that's good. Achri has rochas or hachochma. Once there has been this, the sunrise, the light of chochma and gevura and oiz and strength and ha'anova. This page, mishneh stadim. This sunlight of all the most wonderful qualities will begin to shine from both sides, from both generations. Mishneh stadim. Conversation with a wonderful parent yesterday on the phone, not from here, when I was talking to this parent who was who's complaining to him. He wants me to talk to his son, that the son doesn't like to daven, with him in shul. The son is 19 years old, doesn't want to daven with him on Shabbos at Tzibur. He prefers davening, he says, in the backyard of their house. So he said, I never heard, whoever heard of such a thing, it's embarrassing, you know, and that's not the way of Yiddishkeit. I said, I told him, of course, I agree with you, that's not an ideal. And a bocher cannot and should not separate himself from the tzibur. I said, but did you tell him how much you admire the way that he davens, how sincere he is, that he goes to the backyard for a few hours and he cries his heart out to Hashem? Did you talk to him about that? Or did you just tell him, how come you're not in shul? I'm just going to go to shul for the weekly circus. Because I know where he davens, this person. It's mamish. I would say it's a 3-ring circus. It's got at least 20 rings. So what goes on over there? And the kid says, I'm not going there with you. I don't want to be in that place. I'm down in the backyard. Because he wants to talk to Akash Bar. I said, you want to talk to him about, or you want me to talk to him about how it's important to be part of a team, that a person should hear Chris Atara. I agree with all of that, and he should be part of. So, but did you tell him how you're unbelievably blown away by how beautiful he is, what a beautiful boy he is, how sincere he is, how much he loves davening, how he wants to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Did he even say a word of that? And he said, yeah, but that's dangerous. I said, no, that's dangerous. I said, dangerous. Did you talk to him? Or did you tell him that you wish you could be that way? You wish you could say an honest word to God? And that you have to learn from him something like that. But if you would do that, then you could also talk to him. He would hear that from you. Then you could also talk. He would receive from you. If you would receive from him, he would receive to you, from you to come for Kriyas HaTorah, to come to Bislach. I said, talk to him about once a month to come to you, whatever it is. But it's right away. This is not done. Nobody does this. I never saw such a thing. You know, the whole speech. It's always to be menatzeach. My way has to be menatzeach your way. I have to defeat you. I have to defeat you. I have to conquer you. What about being defeated? What about being conquered a little bit? What about hearing? This is a kid that stands out there davening. It's a klinikai. And he's otherwise, he said, he's totally an emotionally healthy boy, wonderful boy, shomer mitzvahs. He just feels that they're davening and shul. He can't take it. I don't blame him. Okay, I'm not saying that the eitzah there is to be in the backyard. There's an eitzah. You have to think of what to do. But he didn't hear one thing coming from his father about how this is unbelievable. Could you tell me a little bit what you're thinking? I'll go out with him once in the backyard and say, can we daven together? It's always to be menatzeach. To be menatzeach. Why not be menatzeach inside of yourself, the fact that you have no relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu when your son does? Instead, you could be menatzeach your kid. What about being menatzeach yourself? And to admit that you've been going for the last 35 years, you're going to Kiddush Club, you have to davening. This is what you think you have to make care of your son, that you should be part of the Kiddush Club. But it's a mitzvah bechlal for him to go there to such a shul. It's the mitzvah bechlal to go to such a shul. But this is not to see the good in one side and the other side. Shkol eli yaviu la'akar ne'emonis sh'rak ha'idei yis'achtus ha'ruchonis sh'yisrael ha'tzorim yisrael ha'zokein tov v'yishuv v'titzmach ge'ula. Only in this way can we come to the true recognition. That only through his achdus eruchanus, only through this unification, this achdus eruchanus of Yisrael hatzoyer with the young generation of Jews, in Yisrael hazaken with the Yisrael hatzoyer and Yisrael hazaken, with the young Jewish people, young Israel and old Israel. A lot of shuls that are called young Israel. I never saw a shul that's called old Israel. But even the young Israel now is old Israel. The Indian, I'm not talking about any kind of a movement, political. I'm talking about the young generation, the old generation. Yisrael Hatzarim, Yisrael Hazakim. Shemak Eidei Yitzachdus Aruchanis, Yisrael Hatzarim, Yisrael Hazakim. Tova Yeshua, only through this Achdus can come Yeshua, V'titzmach Geula. V'titzmach Geula. I always give the example over the years of Rabbi Yitzchak Grossman, Logozon Zayin in Eretz Yisrael, because there you see a perfect example of a Jew who gets it, who lives exactly the way Rav Kook is described. Exactly. In Migdal HaEmek. Exactly. And anybody who ever met him for a minute, you feel that, you see that in him. It's bechelal by him. Everything is exactly the way Rav Kook is describing. He's mesakle avonim, pushing away all the stones, seeing the good in the young people, seeing the good even in those who are Jews, who are mamish, look like they're kineged, like they're against. And Rav Grossman is also the same way. He's not against anything. Not against anything. Never speaks against. It's not against anything. It's always the toif. And then he brings the pasuk. Va'osim devarei beficha. From Yishai, va'osim devarei beficha. V'tzel yodi kisisicha. I will put my words in your mouth. V'tzel yodi kisisicha. And in the shadow of my hand, I will cover you. I will cover you. I will embrace you and cover you and protect you. Then Torah shamayim v'lisayid aretz. To plant the heavens and to establish the earth. To say to Tzion, to Yerushalayim, to the whole Jewish people, Ami Ata, Hashem says, you are my nation. Ruchi Asher Alecha, Udvari Asher Samta Beficha. And only in this way, the spirit that is upon you and my words that I have placed in your mouth, only in this way they will not leave your mouth, but not only they won't leave your mouth, Umipi Zaracha, your children's mouth, Umipi Zera Zaracha, and the children of your children, your grandchildren, Ama Hashem, forever and ever, the Jews will remain Jews. If you look at the little thing there, he brings Dvar Beficha. So it says in Pasuk, the actual Pasuk says, V'leim Letzion Ami Ata, you are my nation. But in the Hakdama, the beginning of the Zohar Kodesh, Ami Ata Dorish Rabbi Elazar, the Rabbi Elazar Dashans in the Hakdama of the Zohar, Al Tikri Ami Ata Eli Imi Ata. Not only my nation, but in me, you are with me. Ma'ani, you are with me. You are the same as me. Kivyocha, Hashem says, Ma'ani b'dibur pi. Just like Hashem says with the words of my mouth, Asisi shemayim va'aretz. I created heaven and earth. With words, I'm able to. I created heaven and earth. Hashem says, just like I can create. I created the entire universe, all that exists, with my words. With good words. B'dvar Hashem Nasu. B'dvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu. With the word of Hashem. B'dvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu. Kach gam ata beficha. So too, you. He's talking to the old generation. Yochel and Torah Shamayim Chadashim. You have the ability with words, with good words, with kind words. You have the ability, lintor shamayim, to plant shamayim chadashim, new heavens. V'liyasid eretz chadashim, to establish, the Zohar says, a new world, to build mamish, to build a new world. I began last month, when we were Motzei Shabbos, in Yerushalayim. We were zeichet to be mamish, overlooking the Kaisel, Harabayis, last Motzei Shabbos. It's like, no, now it seems like it's a year ago, I know it's a few days ago. We were there. So I began speaking by saying that last week's parasha in Baloischa. So there every Erev Shabbos on the way to the mikveh, the Lechavich of Schusi Elenu, when he would walk to the mikveh, he would always take the klezmer with him, the klezmer, he would take his musicians with him. And he would walk to the mikveh, Erev Shabbos, Parshas Baloischa. That was the only time. Erev Shabbos Parshas Baal Yischa, once a year, when he would walk to the mikvah on Friday, he would take the mezam, his guy with the violin, and they would walk. He would walk to the mikvah that way. Only Erev Shabbos Parshas Baal Yischa. And when they asked him what this was, why did he do that? He said, because it says in Baal Yischa, Ki Hashem Dibre Toiv Al Yisro. Because Hashem says good things about the Jewish people. Ki Hashem Dibre Toiv Al Yisro. That's the whole Inyan of Rav Kook. Dibet Toiv Al Yisro. Dibet Toiv Al Yisro. And all he wanted was that one Jew should, that each and every one of us should speak that way. Dibet Toiv Al Yisro. To speak that way about another one. We should be Zeicher to see Mashiach Tzakeinu go with the Tzaddikim surrounding him. With the instruments leading us all, Mitzvah Hashem, back to Yerushalayim, to be zeichet to see the world the way the Rav Kook imagined it could be like, and it will be like. Like Rav Kook just said, that in a minute, all of a sudden, everyone's going to say, "I want to be Yaakov. I want to be Yisrael. I want to be this way." None of us should ever be embarrassed. We should be zeichem et Hashem to veheshiv leivos abanim, leivanim alavaisim b'mehem yamin amen v'amen. Et Hashem, we'll do some. We'll work on.